are recording.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, so it's been a little while since we played last time, so let me give you all a little recap of the story so far. You all are a group of adventurers kind of brought here separately, but forming a group together when arriving on behest of Tarbin... Western?
Harbin Wester.
Harbin Wester, there you go. Hey, you get inspiration, but so does everyone.
Don't I have that anyway?
Yeah, we all have inspiration. Every session, lose it or lose it. So Harbin Wester has brought you here. He had you run a couple of starting quests, one might call them, to sort of prove your mettle. You went to the caves of Nomengard to deal with the gnomes of Nomengard, where you defeated a mimic, and restored order to the kingdom, and were given some magical gnomish items. You then went to the dwarven mines, where you cleared out some weird ochres and explored the caverns, before almost dying when Dennis's familiar took the gem from the statue. You have that to look forward to. In fact, Caitlin should have been dead, but I was like, eh.
Oh, did my character die?
You would have died then.
Oh. I don't remember that. Did I freak out about it?
Yeah. And you're like, oh my god, I'm dead. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. And you're like, no, I'm dead. And I'm like, no, don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, DM fiat is what I got.
It's D&D essentials.
You know? You're on boss one of shit list.
If I remember correctly, you stole gems from my unconscious body, so I think we're even.
No. I couldn't help it. Sticky fingers. Still mad.
Actually, no. It was you guys that stole gems from her unconscious body.
No. He stole gems from my unconscious body.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He told you they got disintegrated in the blast. Yeah. You negotiated for some of your gems.
I don't understand these wild accusations.
I didn't have any stolen, though, right?
No, they talked you out of some.
I am not an observant person.
And I still think that sending my familiar to grab that thing was the right course of action. We just sort of put more distance between us and the exploding
thing.
That's
not what happened.
Then, after that, you made your way to the midwife. Or on the way, Yara found a tiger amidst a raided camp.
Little mittens, yeah.
Yeah. Did you name her Mittens?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And then you guys were able to defeat a manticore that was threatening the midwife. And then really against like the midwife's desires, you kind of pressed her to come back with you to Phandalin, which you did. Back in Phandalin, impressed with your progress, Harbin gave you all some more quests to look at. You decided once again to do them all. Because you are, if not ambitious.
Completionists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going all Dragon Age Inquisition on this. You guys kind of decided that with horses things would go faster. So most of you purchased some horses, but one character managed to talk his way into borrowing a horse.
Quote, borrow.
Under false pretenses, which I think is what they call stealing, but
yeah. No, I'm inspecting the horse.
Borrowing under false pretenses.
You're bringing it back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Borrow.
I will.
And so, you've decided to do the Mountain's Toe quest first, which is, I will read the description for that now. The Mountain's Toe gold mine lies 15 miles northeast of Phandalin. The new overseer, Don Juan Raskin, just made the trip from Neverwinter to Phandalin and needs to be escorted to the mine. There's no telling what dangers lie between here and there. Once you deliver Raskin safe and sound, return for a reward of 100 gold pieces.
Each.
Total.
Each.
Total.
Otherwise, we just get like 50 people to go to the quest.
Yeah. You've met Don Juan Raskin. He's a big, mountainy giant of a man who seems to be kind of full and of bluster.
And he has a horse as well, right?
Yes. He has another horse.
And Wasn't there like some money lending to buy horses?
I lent money to you, right? To get you a horse?
Did you?
Very much did.
I know there was some.
I mean, DM check. He's the one I lent money to, right?
I listened to the episode like 3 weeks ago, so I will.
That might
be
true.
Sucks to be you.
I was poor.
If you're the one who I
Well, we'll go to the table now.
We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out before our next session, which will not be a month from now, so. Alright, so you guys have been on the road with Don Juan Raskin, who's been telling you all sorts of exploits of probably made up tales as you guys go along the roads. He says, that was the time that I slaughtered a half a dozen kobolds with my hand tied behind my back and a orc skull in the other.
Excuse me.
He says, you all sure have been an attentive bunch.
Have we? Have I?
Probably. It's up to you. Have you? Have you been listening to this guy's tall tales? And
are we riding horses and just kind of going along? I think I'm shit-faced on the horse.
This one gets it.
Yeah!
Alright, what do the rest of you do while this man blathers at you on the road?
Oh, I'm listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe regaling him with tales that I know as well. Tales of the theater.
And for every tale you have, he seems to have a tale that just seems to be slightly more...
Yeah. More.
It's just slightly
but
more.
For every tale he has, I have one that has the epic grandeur of the theater associated with it.
I'll take a look around. Mm-hmm. Keep watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do the same.
Alright, yeah, you're kind of the scout and watch out. Roll me a survival check just to kick things off here.
To kick things off?
Kick things off on an exciting. That's a D12. There you go. The biggest of them.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're doing this here. I don't know now. Okay. It's a 12 plus survival, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where would I find survival? So it's 17.
All right, so you are, you're keeping things, keeping a look on things. Things to be, seem to be quiet. As you guys get out, like I said, it's a 15-mile trip. So you're about two-thirds of the way there. You see a low ridge rising to your right, beyond which you see the Sword Mountains scrape the gray sky. But closer in, something is strewn across the rocky ground, 90 feet ahead.
90 feet ahead?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Can
I see it?
As you guys ride up, you hear Don Juan say, "Well, ain't that something?" Pointing at what appears to be 6 dead orcs.
Oh, use their skulls to kill hobgoblins or goblins or whatever.
Kobolds!
Kobolds.
Yeah.
Dead orcs.
Mm-hmm. Are those probably the ones that attacked the caravan?
Yeah, there was...
It's possible.
I look at them.
Right.
Can we check whether they have loot from the caravan to confirm whether
I would like
Can
to...
Can I go slowly in case it's an ambush?
Yeah. Okay. So you're kind of... Slowly
I walked. Everybody else is curious, and I'm just going to be like,
Everybody else leaps from the horse and start rifling their dead bodies.
You roll me a wisdom perception check, to check the bodies for loot. What about the rest of you?
Perception check for hidden enemies.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same. Hidden enemies.
Well.
Okay.
I'm checking those bodies out. For
9.
Signs of what they were up to before.
Roll me a medicine check.
Medicine.
I have 24.
24?
Mm-hmm.
17.
Okay. What'd you get on your perception, Caitlin?
9.
What'd you get on your...
12.
12, okay. So, Paige, what do you do? Just...
I think that I don't realize that everyone got off their horse. I'm still on my horse, just kind of like enjoying myself. I filled my skins with mead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just having a good old time rocking on my horse.
Keep on rocking in the horse, but
exactly.
All right, so You pull out a couple of coins. We'll say like 6 gold pieces worth. Interestingly, they're all kind of like they're cold to the touch and kind of all stuck together. You, Chris, realize.
What does that mean?
You realize that these orcs were killed by extreme cold.
Oh.
Wait, is that the manticore?
That is the white dragon.
The dragon.
That is his signature, writ large across their bodies.
And yeah, like, you don't find any, like, you actually find tracks that support this, like,
yeah.
It doesn't look like anything, like, come up on these guys, it just looks like they're suddenly, like, these claw prints in the ground from
the air.
So
we're safe for now, we don't see anything, can I look at the sky?
Yeah, you guys look at the sky, you don't see any sign of the dragon here. Okay.
What about that dragon mouth-shaped cave up ahead?
Ignore that for now.
Is there a dragon mouth shaped cave
no,
up ahead?
No. And you also find there's some like great axes and javelins and hide armor. Alright.
Dang it, to hide well enough.
Don Juan says, looks like a white dragon saved us from some trouble.
What? A white dragon? I'll kill it! And then I jump off my horse.
Oh.
As we're all...
Roll me a dexterity save.
A bunch of dead orcs make the world a better place.
Where is it? Maybe we have this white dragon misunderstood.
9.
Yeah, you fall right on the ground.
Oh, no.
Oh. Must have tripped over something there.
Oh. No worries. If the dragon's filled his belly full of orc meat, he won't be coming back for any of us.
But if he has filled his belly, why are the orcs still here?
Yeah.
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 Like I said, it looks like the dragon's filled his belly, so I wouldn't worry about it.
That's a very laissez-faire attitude.
Are you working for the dragon?
No.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
This man that performs no work.
He says, anyway, we should get back on the road if we're going to make it to the Mountain Toe Mine before sundown.
Yes.
Okay. Mountain Toe Mine. Mountain Toe Mine.
Yeah, it's next to the Camel Toe Mine. Just south of the Moose Knuckle Line. Alright, so you guys.
The male version of Kim.
It's a good guy's wearing tight
yeah,
pants and you
I
can
have
see
a very distinct image of my
They're both cut.
Somebody who walks on campus
Stop
a lot, I'm very familiar with both of these phenomena.
Yes.
Students, they wear whatever they feel like. Consequences be damned. Alright, so, you guys keep traveling.
Wait, I need pieces from the corpse, right? There was something I need a corpse for. I'm trying to remember.
You don't have that spell yet, the demon summoning spell that you are.
No, wasn't there something else?
You need fresh blood from a humanoid killed within 24 hours.
But it's going to be much longer than 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, can I use the blood?
You don't have the spell yet. You don't get it till you get to the next.
But wasn't there another spell I needed for? Okay, I'll just not take anything.
I imagine that regardless, you take samples.
Huh?
Considering who you are, regardless of what you actually need, I imagine
right.
You
I'm
going to
take some blood samples.
Some blood, some eyes.
Yep.
Not evil. Chaotic neutral.
I'll take some of the blood, just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
I'm handy.
Get
thirsty later.
Ew.
All right. So the lot of you arrive as the sun is setting down. Hidden among bushes, a tunnel burrows into the foot of a soaring, snow-capped mountain. Above the mouth of the tunnel is a wooden plank with the words "Mountain's Toe" carved into it in common. Don Juan's like, "Well, this looks like the place."
Abandon all food.
The place.
He says,
"Is this where we need to escort you?"
All right. Well.
Into the mine, yes.
Like 10 feet in?
Yes, I don't know what you're worried about.
Dropping you off at the
Nothing,
end.
We got places to go. Now, if you would please sign our form.
He says, I'll sign it when I get inside, and I deal with this issue that I've been sent here to deal with.
Oh, what issue is that? I'm surprised you didn't tell us something.
He says, this mine's been having some productivity issues as of late. So
what
we just
does that
need...
actually mean?
It He's just... gonna kill him.
Has everyone caught a case of the red flu?
He says, I have no idea. That's why we're going to go in
Is
here.
Is that their menses?
Figure this out. Ew, menses, gross.
No, that has nothing on blood penis.
I didn't say blood penis. The DM god said blood penis. The DM doesn't think that menses are gross, but his character does.
Don Juan.
He says, well, if you all would like to accompany me into the mine...
Fine.
You're more like a Don
Fraud. I don't think we don't have to accompany him into the mine.
Has the mine recently hired
a
bunch
of
gnomish workers by chance?
And then we can turn around.
Well, it's black and white.
He says, does your cat smell anything in there?
Suddenly a tiger winks into existence, everyone remembers.
Oh, my cat?
Problems.
Mittens, do you smell anything in there?
He sniffs around and... it just kind of goes,
Well, what was that? The snake?
It's a cat hiss. That's better.
That sounds like a no to me. Now.
You can go in there. It's fine.
He
just
takes the
sign
here. He says, all right, I'm going to sign it. As soon as I get in here, you start stomping into the...
Well, but I see Mittens is not feeling confident about going in there. Maybe, Ben, do you want to go first?
Hello? Anybody in here?
I don't know if we need to go in there.
He's got our form. We need to go in.
Hey, asshat, give us our form back.
Come and get it.
I'll go in.
I'm gonna follow because he can't protect himself.
I'll follow as well.
You're gonna follow because you'd like to go on an adventure this session, and if you stay outside the cave, it'll probably be pretty boring for your character.
I suppose.
I just say,
I said outside. Wow, it sounds like there's a fight in there.
Now it's okay if we met a game, but before.
Oh, and there's a gym. They're finding gyms. My book's real good.
That happened.
I mean, if we're talking about real Caitlin, yes.
No.
Exactly what you just described.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys walk into the cave. Who has dark vision?
You do.
You do.
Okay.
Cal started today. It's under the bottom left.
I got this torch, yo.
Mine's not
I have danger sense.
Harvey danger sense?
Yep.
I feel like I should. Sorry.
Okay. What race are you?
Kalistar.
How old that is.
I guess you don't. Yeah, glass not yet. Okay. Alright, so you guys walk in. Those of you with dark vision, your eyes easily adjust to the darkness.
Of course.
Bane, you stick close to.
I can't see!
I have a torch right here!
Don Juan says, oh, yes, good, the torch. He says, torch. I can't see inside here either. So,
it's a
what do we see?
You see a large open cave, and on as you get in there, you see kind of, there's a couple of doorways. Like they look like kind of like timbered doorways, but they've got like makeshift doors over them now. And you see what appears to be two humans sitting there, and they say, hello there!
Hello.
Hello, I'm Don Juan Raskin. I'm here to investigate the mine, but you're not my miners. Who are you all?
We're on his quest.
Mm-hmm.
The muscle.
Oh. Well, what are you here for? I'm here to get this mine back up and running. And I'm here with my fine fellow companions to ensure that happens. They have a personal stake in this stick. That's wordplay. This guy seems like a real idiot. Yeah. You need to talk to our boss, Zaline. Zaline's not the boss of this mine. Yeah, Zelaine's the boss of it now. So, do you want to talk to Zelaine or not?
Are they humans, you said?
They look like humans, yeah.
Not like lazy gnomes.
So they bandits and took over the mine?
They seem awfully gregarious for bandits.
We're not bandits.
Then what are you?
We're the Whisker Gang.
Oh, no.
What is
the Whisker Gang?
What is
the
Whisker Gang?
No, don't ask them.
We're the Whisker Gang.
Okay, so are you
we'll deserve
money.
Oh, man.
You're bandits who've taken over this mine?
We're not bandits, we're refugees.
Oh. Come
talk to our boss.
Okay, yes.
I was just going to shoot you in the face with a crossbow. Just so you know where we're at.
Well.
It almost happened. I was a little
Let's talk to their boss and get this all right. Sorted out so papers can get signed.
Right. So you're in a cave, there's a door to the east and to the south.
Where is your boss?
We're taking you to him right now.
Oh, okay.
So they take you in the door to the east. There's a kind of cave that goes off to the left, and then it wraps around to the right. There's another door that opens up into a much larger cavern. And there you see, in addition to the two guards, you see four more of these people. And then one that's kind of bigger than the others. And she says, well, who do we have here?
I declare...
She says, my name's Valine Von Aster. Welcome to my mine.
Oh, lady.
You are not. This is our mine.
Are you part of the Whisker Gang?
I'm the leader of the Whisker Gang.
Will you stop encouraging
I like the theatrics. It's been a long time since I've seen good theater.
This is part of that.
Shots fired.
If Harbin Wester would let me assist with their performance, you would see the best theater this side of the Sword Coast.
Dom John says, and where are the
dwarven miners?
Where are my dwarven miners that were running this mine? Zelaine says, well, we were pushed from our home by orcs that were pushed from their home by a dragon.
It's so you pushed the dwarves out of their job?
You could say that, yes. They're not here anymore. This is our mine.
Where are they?
I wonder who they're playing.
She says, there's some of them at the other end of the mine. She says, they're holed up there in some sort of feudal protest against our ownership of this mine.
What do you mean?
Did you kill any of them?
She says, no, they're all there holed up by themselves.
You said some. No, it's all.
Not semantics. She says, also keep your furry feline friend away from me.
Rude? No. Why?
She says, my people are historically opposed to theirs. She says, well, you may appear human now, but... And she just kind of starts stretching, and, like, her features start contorting. And she turns into what appears to be, like, a half-rat, half-person. She says...
Half-rat?
Yes, these are were-rats.
What?
I know, right? So gross.
And what? I get it.
She picks up her long tail and starts whipping it around and says...
It just wants to play, though.
She says... Catch and release. I know that's game. She says, anyway, she says, we were taking up in the Shrine of Savras when the orcs came and pushed us out. So if you get rid of the orcs from the Shrine of Savras, we'll, I'm sure, exit this mine.
I'm always down for orcs and getting rid of them.
Yeah,
I hate them.
I mean, that's fine normally, but... You folks don't really have a claim on this mine. Now, if you were to agree to work the mine in exchange for shelter, I'm sure Don John could be coerced into letting that fly.
They seem like decent people. Why wouldn't we help them?
Where are the miners? She says.
Decent people?
Yeah.
She says, they're like I said, they're on the east side of the mine.
Of all people, you speak about decency?
Can we fight amongst ourselves later?
please keep. I'm enjoying the show.
Not in front of the children.
So what about the drafts? Where are they? Can we let them out?
I hear they're on the east side of the mine. But
you have to free the dwarves.
We don't have to free them. Let's go talk.
We have to kill the orcs.
Let's go speak with them first, and then we'll assess the situation.
Agreed.
Is there a perception check I can do to see if we believe her?
Insight.
What was that sound?
Sophia.
Oh. She's got a smoker's mail.
Abuse.
21.
Dang, yeah.
You get the idea that she's blowing smoke up your ass, and no matter what you do to those works in the Shabrish mine, she's going to stay here.
I have a feeling you're blowing smoke up our ass.
She says, it's not the weekend, is it?
You know what I hate? Rats.
She says, you know what I hate?
What?
You.
That's what I just said about you. But more clever.
Hurts, doesn't it?
No, not
really. Get out of her mind.
That's not your mind.
It is now by force, if not by rights.
By force, we'll get you out.
Do you really want to do this? Do you really want us to punch you to death?
She says there's more of us than there is of you.
How many of them are there? That's a good question.
There is the two guards.
Yep.
Four more kind of grunts than her.
And how big
are they?
Oh,
that's just
rats. They're were rats.
They're human size.
What's that?
Yeah, but I think we could take them.
Are they standing close together?
No, they're all kind of spread out.
There's none of them standing close together?
Well, in order to secede the rights to this mine officially, you need to all gather up within, a 30-foot radius or so? And then we'll hand it over to you.
5-foot diameter.
Just sign this document and we'll leave you alone.
5-foot diameter? What spells that?
Flaming sphere.
We're only too low level for anything real.
Yeah, you're not fireballing.
There's
yourself.
No fireball happening.
We'll be back in 2 to 3 levels.
That's when the shit really gets good.
Well, that's when he'll just summon demons to kill for him.
Alright, let's go talk to these. We need to speak with these other dwarves, if you don't mind.
She says, you're welcome to leave and find your another way into the east side of the mine, but she says, we're not letting you any further into these caves.
I think you are.
No, I just said I wasn't. That's what I said. I'm not going to do that.
Can I take my axe and chop off her tail?
Yeah!
You can take your axe and we can roll for
initiative.
Oof, this is going to be brutal.
Hey, natural 20. What? Too bad I wasted it on initiative.
You never waste it
15.
On
Alright, so I'm sure.
What's the initiative bonus again?
Oh, boss one is going
6.
First. Okay. Kira is down here. Furioso?
10.
Where's the initiative?
It's right there.
So it's 18.
Alright, then.
I'm not sure if I want to be part of this.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does hellish resistance do?
Hanging
it's
out
fire
with
resistance.
You,
yeah, right.
But how much?
Trouble.
You just take half fire damage.
Come again?
You just take half fire damage.
Half.
So it's still take damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just stand in my fire stuff.
I mean, sometimes it's worth it, though. Definitely stood in a fire and just cast fireball on myself. Fucking worth it. Every time. I don't know if you have enough hit points for that.
But well, I suspect Don Juan will be able to handle this quite efficiently by himself.
Of course.
Get him, Don! Oh, stand
yeah,
back.
What is Don doing right now?
Oh, he's going to fight.
Is he crapping his pants?
No, he's going to... He's excited. He's drawing a horse skull and everything.
Does he have a horse skull?
Say. You still have that, I see. Oh, I thought it was just an artistic flourish.
It says 5-foot diameter sphere, right? But it also says any creatures ends its turn within 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't the range even bigger than 5 feet?
Well, so it takes up one square, and then all the squares...
Oh, there's a picture of Don Juan Raskin if you want to see him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, it's not that bad. Okay, all right. Cool.
So if you're curious what Don Juan Raskin looks like...
I expect him to be more...
Oh, he looks like a fighter.
He looks like he hates rare rats.
Yeah. No, you have to be in the square with it. Right, okay. Chris, it's a 5 foot diameter sphere.
So that means it pretty much just goes into one square.
One square. It says any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet. Does that mean any adjacent square?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do get all the adjacent squares.
Okay.
Cool.
And you can move it as a bonus action.
So let me give you a little map of the action here.
On the squares on that map, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah, well, we're not going to actually do a scale map because we don't really need to.
But how can I use my sphere then?
You just say what you want, and then mostly you get it, unless you're being real silly.
Theater of the mind.
All right, so so this is the cave. Kind of goes up into a bigger cave up there. You guys are kind of in the center, so there is... What was her name? Zelina?
I'm making up.
Well, why I have such a hard time
the
remembering...
The red queen?
Yeah.
The rat's ass?
The rat's ass. I don't know why I have such a hard time remembering their names here.
Why couldn't we be like, we don't give a rat's ass?
Zelina.
We can still do it. It feels kind of... When I got off her tail.
All right, so... Zelina, Bane... Botswana, Don John,
Jara,
Kire, Yara, who did I forget? Furioso. You guys are all kind of here. There's a couple of were rat guards back there, and then a couple more around here like that.
They're like butts.
Okay. I feel like I'm way too close.
Were you hiding in, like, I mean, the guards kind of led you in there, and they're behind you, and there's her, so you just kind of, like, wander off during the...
How close are the two guards to each other?
Which ones? These two?
Yeah.
They're adjacent.
So they're within 5 feet?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Botswana, you're up first.
Where am I at? I see two bees.
You were one of those bees.
One of those bees. Okay, well, I'm going to take two big steps to the left.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 feet. And then, let's see here. Oh, that's right. I made a thing. Let me just bring up my handy-dandy cheat sheet.
Bane.
Oh, it's an N?
I could do an A. Would you prefer?
That's fine. I just wanted to know who I was.
Okay. Or I could do, like, a B and, like, a lowercase N. Not great at drawing these things on here.
I could be a C for Pauline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't, like... That wouldn't represent maybe, like, four of us here.
Well, you know it's not you.
Okay. I'm gonna cast Thunder Wave.
Okay.
And I can probably only get those two guys in front of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're 15 feet in front of me.
Like these two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they take... Or no, it's a con save. Con save. DC 14.
All right. Let's see how they roll. A 1 and a 3, so they both fail.
Nice. I'm gonna... Do I want to do that?
I'm not good in this fight.
No, I'm not going to do that. So 2d8 damage.
And after this will be Yara, so.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and use
exactly
a.
What I'm going to do, but
have your cat attack for you.
So they both take 9 points of damage. And they're both pushed 10 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thunderous boom audible out to 300 feet.
So the cave just fills with this echoing boom.
Sorry for your brain. We've had a short rest, or long rest, right?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't clear my thing. So I will use Quicken Spell in order to then also use Firebolt on the one that's closest to me on the left. Ah, damn. I probably missed. 13 to it, hit? It. Dang, bro. All
right. That's this one right here.
Oh, yeah. And that's 1d10. Why are they all percentile dice? There we go. 2 points of dismal damage.
Dismal damage. Good alliteration.
Thanks.
All right. Anything else you're doing, Sorcerer?
No.
Okay, Ranger, you're up.
Okay, so I'm gonna take care about the two behind us.
Alright, so you flip around and flip them in?
Yeah. So I can attack and my kitty can attack as well.
Right, your cat replaces one of your attacks.
Oh, okay.
So it's either you or your cat.
Well, yeah, the cat attacks.
Alright, so you have Mittens charge up and pounce, I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
I would not send it to those because there'll be a sphere of fire there.
No.
Yes.
You can put the sphere of fire over here.
Yeah. It will still work, okay.
Yeah, you can just
or
get
you
it.
Put it behind
yeah,
it.
Can you please not endanger me and the kitty?
Right. So roll it, roll Mittens attack. It should be on there.
Okay.
If you need help reading my handwriting, let me know.
If it moves 20 feet
yeah.
towards a creature and hits with a claw makes, with a claw makes a creature make a DC 12. You can read that yourself.
Right, if it moves 20 feet towards a creature and hits with the claw, makes a creature make a DC 12 strength save or knocks it prone. Pretty much.
10.
So if
six
this hits,
is every turn.
So the plus six claw attack or bite attack, if it hits
yeah, doing the math
and you've moved,
yeah.
You can try to trip it. So
okay.
If you trip it, you get a free bite attack.
Okay.
So you want to roll, or a bonus action bite attack. So you want to roll an attack, so this plus six attack there.
Six.
So roll this first.
Okay, and six the other one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is that'll
17.
Hit.
And then the six, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one would be a six.
So that's 10 points. So it rolls to see if it stays up. It rolled a three, so it falls down. And then because you pounced it, you get a free bite attack. So roll another attack.
That's how it works.
Why is there only three monsters here when there's six?
Groups.
Those are groups.
Oh, okay. This is a firm one.
Alright, so he misses the second attack.
Firm one.
Alright, so the creature, you know, though taken off guard by your cat, you know, blocks its jaws from attacking and puts up. Anything else you want to do in your turn? Do you want to cast Hunter's Mark?
Yeah, I want to cast the Hunter's Mark. What, are you next?
No.
Who's next?
Bane's next.
Bane, who are you going to...
Well, the Hunter's Mark only helps you.
Okay. Yeah, it's only for your attacks.
Bane's an attack.
I'd put it on the lead lady.
Yeah.
So that you get a bonus
yeah, against her. You're right.
Okay.
The Hunter's Mark on the red
well,
queen.
Well, is the rest of the group going to have any initiative if we kill her?
Okay. Maybe, maybe
mm-hmm.
not.
Okay. Do I need... to do something, all right.
Okay. Bane, you're
it.
I'm gonna chop off her tail. I'm gonna chop off her tail. I'm gonna rage first.
All right, you rage, roll me in the tank.
Okay. Sophia had really good backup on that for you.
I know, she's so good with the stats.
Natural 20!
26.
Yeah!
That hits.
What?
So roll double damage.
Okay.
So you're raging, so roll 2d12 plus 6.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
This one.
Mm-hmm.
There's another.
This Z, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, that's a Z. Okay.
Gonna chop off her tail. Gonna chop off her tail. Gonna chop off her tail.
Yeah.
So 11.
Well, you don't roll a d6. You just do the.
Oh, I thought.
2d12 plus a 6 total.
Oh, plus 6.
Yeah.
So 6 plus 12.
18.
Yeah.
Plus another 6.
Yeah.
So 24 points.
Goddamn! Yeah.
You cut that tail right off. Screams as blood starts pouring everywhere. My tail! Oh, God!
She's not dead?
No.
No, just your tail.
24 points, though.
Yeah.
Can I do more?
She's bloody, though. What's that?
Okay.
I don't think you get anything
else. I don't get anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Puts up Furioso.
Um,
How dangerous is she? She's a rat.
You're about to find out.
Now she's a hamster.
You gotta be careful with that humor there. Cause disaster.
I know.
She's a hamster now.
Furious.
I'll encourage her to run away like the cowardly mouse that she is. And attempt some vicious mockery.
She just lost her tail. And we're literally adding insult to injury right now.
DC 13. Wisdom save.
Not rolling well, this guy.
This lady.
Six. So.
Okay, she fails. She takes 3 points damage and has disadvantage on her next attack.
You insult her so hard she dies.
Wow. Don't mess with
One of the were-rats is like, our leader's dead! Kill these assholes!
What, they're not running away? This is shot.
I mean,
away.
You just insulted someone to death.
Anything else you want to do on your turn?
No, that is all!
Alright.
That is enough for Furioso Montenegro! The master of disguise.
Puts up Don John, who just looks at you, looks at you two, and nods respectfully. He's going to charge over to these two.
Oh, is there still a combat going on?
Oh my god!
He pulls out his orc skull.
His natural orc skull.
He does.
He insulted her to death.
I want to know what
he
said.
And,
he was quite rude.
He but is going.
She had it coming.
To make 3 attacks with the orc skull.
Oh god!
And he just starts laughing. He's like, "This is the most fun I've had in years." That's a hit, and a hit.
Nice.
So,
go, Daddy Joe! All
right, and he hits this guy with the orc skull. He's like, "What is that? A skull?" And then the skull just smashes his skull in,
whoa.
And he falls down and kind of twitches slightly, and then dies. And Don just like, "I love it when they twitch." Oh, she's dead. So. What's up, Kire? Just you and a bunch of kind of like enraged, but also kind of like mildly like surprised and terrified looking were-rats. What do you do?
I'll cast a flaming sphere on the two that are grouped there in a way that I don't hurt the cat.
Okay.
Cool.
Alright, so what's that do?
They have to do a dexterity save.
Okay, they fail.
And they take 2d6 damage, fire
roll,
damage.
Roll the damage.
2d6. 3 and 5, so 8.
So each take 8?
Yep, and then if they...
If they start...
Oh no, they take it at the end of their turn.
Oh.
Does that matter?
Let me see the card.
Yeah, they take it at the end of their turn. Excuse me.
Oh, it has to appear in an unoccupied space of your choice.
Yeah, next to them, right?
Okay, if you put it next to them in a way, okay. Alright. Cool.
But they take damage at the end of the turn?
At the end of their turn, yeah. So they are going to move up. This one's going to get up. And he's going to move, take a step forward. They're still going to take the fire damage because I've already marked the damage down and I don't want to deal with it. So, but they are going to attack you two, Kira and Furioso. So,
strangely, Furioso pops into the lead as the most intimidating of the party.
All right. So better rolls. Kira does a 13 hit you.
My armor class is 12, so yes, right.
You didn't cast mage armor?
No.
Oh, not so fast! And I grab his whisker and reduce his attack roll by 6.
Hey!
7 will miss, so.
Nice!
Alright, 2 attacks on you, Furioso.
Damn it. I should have saved that power for myself.
16 and a 22?
Those both shit. Hit. I really could have used that power.
Alright, so the sword does 3 points of piercing damage. And the bite...
A bite?
Does 5, and I usually make me a constitution save.
Ah! Before. Constitution. My second worst save. 17!
Alright, you're fine. Nothing bad happens to you
yet. I'm aware of the dangers of constitution saving.
Alright, Don Juan takes 2 attacks.
Takes
some damage. And he rolls an initiative save. Alright. And let's see, roll for his con. Alright, he's fine. And then these two rats are going to go up to Bane and Baswana. Baswana, a 22 and a 10.
There is nothing that doesn't hit me.
How you doing?
The 10 hits you?
I have 10 AC.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my.
There's nothing that isn't going to knock my ass out.
Roll me a con save.
I'll pet your head if you come over here, though.
Not bad. Con... 21?
Yeah, you're fine. You take 7 points of mixed damage.
Okay.
Alright, then last but not least, Bane.
Yeah, yeah.
AC 8 and AC 20.
AC 8 misses, 20. AC 20 hits.
Alright. You take 4 points of damage. Roll me a constitution save.
But I'm raging, right? So yeah. I take less damage?
Oh, yeah, so you'll take 2 points.
Yeah. And then Constitution save.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't go well. hold on. Constitution.
7.
No, B 3 plus 2. 5.
Oh, it's yours, one of your train sets.
Oh. Mm. Oh, you're true. That is true. 7.
Okay, cool. Puts up.
What does that mean?
Baswana. So...
Yes, what does that mean?
What does what mean?
The Constitution.
Okay, nothing to worry about.
Oh, they're trying to, like, poison you or something.
It's
true they are.
Baswana.
I know.
Oh.
Don't let them.
I'm working on it. Okay.
You can't be that strong. You killed one of them by insult.
That's because the pen is mightier than the sword!
Well, I mean, the sword does like a D6. Your pen does like a D4.
I mean, I took her tail off.
It's true.
Your words, your hurtful words, didn't
you
take her.
You did a lot of groundwork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I feel like
fighter.
Perhaps much like Samson, when she lost her tail, she also lost her powers with it.
Do I feel like we're gonna come across something much more nasty in this cave?
That's a leading question.
Are they gonna combine into one giant?
I want to use it, so cool. Hopefully we can take a long rest.
That was in Grimm.
Maybe I shouldn't. Do they look pretty sick? Are they pretty done?
No.
No?
No.
Mm. Tile
one of them together? Is bloody. The rest are still pretty fresh.
Okay. Well, I'm
this
gonna...
will probably be the biggest fight in the dungeon.
Okay.
I'm not saying there won't be other fights.
Yeah. Well, then I'm going to do it. I want to
use it or die.
Yeah, I want to use Shatter. a loud ringing noise, painfully intense eruption.
All these loud spells.
I'm a storm mage. Don't put me in enclosed spaces. I put it between those two. It's within a 10-foot radius.
These two? Okay. Are these two? Yeah.
Yeah, so that it gets them and not me.
Okay.
That's the important thing.
All right. What do they need to do?
Con save, DC 14.
Okay. They roll a 1 and a 6, so they are...
Baller.
He is obsessed with him. She's just staring at him and won't break eye contact.
Okay, so that's 11 points of damage.
Nice. Alright, they're pretty hurt.
And then, oh, right, okay, never mind. I'm done. Because I don't have any bonus actions.
Alright, Yara.
Yep.
Your Zelina died. Do you want to transfer your Hunter's Mark to one of these other ones as a bonus action?
Can I just do that?
Yeah, it's a bonus action.
Yeah, the one beside me, probably.
Okay, this one?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to attack it, or do you want to have your cat attack it? You attack
it. So if Mittens attack it, is the Hunter's Mark still active for him as well?
No, just for you.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to attack, probably.
Okay. With your sword or with your bow?
Let's do the sword time.
That makes sense. You're right next to him, so roll.
Yeah.
Roll it.
Yeah.
What's natural 20. Womp, 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 womp.
Yay! And then the d6, right?
So you get the roll. It's 2d6 because it's a d6 plus your hunter's mark.
Okay.
And because you critical, you actually roll that twice, so it's 4d6 altogether.
Oh, look at that. So it's 2...
I thought it was going to be your critical alarm, but nope.
15.
There it is.
So it's 35.
How much?
35.
35 points, yeah.
God damn!
You put the bullet right between his eyes, and he is dead.
Oh. God. What I expected there.
God damn!
Woo!
The one right beside me.
Worth it.
Alright, anything else you want to do? You transfer your hunter's mark.
Well, but
you move.
I'm in the middle, right? So you should.
Oh, sorry, wrong one. Okay. You want to move, or that's all you got left is move.
Well, let's move to the right where nobody is. Like I'm a little bit up there.
Like over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Puts up Bane.
How many of those rat bastards are there?
There's three. There's
you want to shove off more
four,
tails,
there's
right?
Four left.
Okay.
And there's one right on you.
Hey.
I'm really disappointed that we're like 20 minutes into this fight and rat bastard has only just now been said.
I'm going to take my great axe and try and cleave him in half.
Roll me an attack. Best of luck.
Twelve.
It's
best.
And so, what is it? Is it 2d12?
1d12.
1d12 plus 4.
Plus 6, because you get plus 2 for your rage. Nice! 12. You are dropping bombs.
So 16.
Alright, that one, it's the first that one has been hit, but you do bloody him, so.
Or 18, because it's 6 plus 12.
Mm-hmm. So 18, so math is easy. If you don't know how to do it, so I don't know how to do it. Alright, puts up Furioso.
Is that one next to me? Is that an M or is that a W?
That's Mittens. Oh. So there's one there, one there, one there, one
don't
there.
Hit Mittens.
I'm not going to hit Mittens. Stupid mangy cat.
Well, don't insult Mittens. Would be worse.
There's one on Bane and the one on
Buswana.
Buswana. I'm going to like insult the one on Buswana.
And there's one on Kire as well. The one on...
Maybe I'll insult the one on Kire.
Okay.
Buswana. Give me a DC 13 saving throw. Wisdom saving throw.
16.
Nothing happens. That one was had better self-assurance than the other one did.
Mm-hmm. Anything else we're
going to
do?
Don't be so insulted. No, everybody seems to be all right. Nobody's taking a bunch of damage.
Down one makes 3 attacks against the other one with his orc skull.
That one's doing just fine.
Ooh. Natural 20.
Nice.
That was the time I slew 8 rats by myself.
Alright, that one is dead. Yes, this is fun. Any more rat bastards to kill? Oh, you guys still have some. Why? What's up, Kire?
How damaged is the one in front of me?
He is... not yet bloodied.
Okay, so I'll pull... As a bonus action, I'll pull my fire sphere into me.
Mm-hmm.
So, if he goes away, he can't hit me anymore, right?
Yep.
Or he stays and he takes fire damage.
Yep.
And then I'll use the Chromatic Orb additionally.
Okay.
So I cast that on the red.
Alright, hold attack.
spell range.
Yeah,
and so, I'll choose fire.
Yep. And on your sheet, you just roll the d20 and add your spell attack. Okay.
I use my
inspiration.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, come on.
Oh, man.
Your spell attack's on your spell sheet. It's probably like plus five.
Five, nine.
That's going to miss.
Ah, damn it. Okay.
He's like, fire to the front of me, fire to the back. What is it with you and fire? Fucking pyromaniac. Alright. You need to move?
No, I'm going to stay in my sphere of fire.
Alright. Okay, puts up the rats. He's going to stay and attack you. Natural 20.
Oh, no.
He gets the hit.
I really could have used some
of that. 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And then roll your 2d6 fire damage.
1.
Mm-hmm.
3.
He's like, I can stand here all day.
9 points, you said?
Yep.
What a jerk.
No con save for that one, though. The one on Bane.
Hey, wait, I also have to roll fire damage for myself, right?
Why?
Because it damages all creatures in that sphere.
Oh, you ended your turn next to it? Yeah. Roll 2d6 and take half. Well, you just take half of that 3, so you take 1 point.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. Just to move things along. One on Bane, 2 hits. I'm assuming at 16 hits you?
Yeah.
Alright, so 6. So 3 points to you.
Is that 3 total or?
3, that's a half. It's 6.
Okay,
so
it was 6.
Three.
Okay.
Alright, and then here, and then the one on Botswana, natural 1, and a 14 will hit. Botswana, you take 5 and make a con save.
Okay. Are we finally going to find out what this con save is about?
No, we're not.
We are. Go ahead and try my inspiration. Hey, alright, 21 again.
Okay. And then you take your damage.
Well, how much was it? 5?
5. Puts you up.
1 second. 7. How many of them are left? 2?
3.
My goodness. Why aren't you working? What the fuck?
You got 20 minutes left, Duncan.
Every time, right? 20. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, 20. No, 20 minutes.
An eternity. I have an eternity left until my food dish becomes filled once more. Oh, sorrowful day when the dish is empty.
Would you say that this place is dim?
Yeah, it's dark.
Fantastic. Oh, I don't want to do that. All right, I'm going to go ahead and cast Chaos Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use Twin Spell, because it's a targeted attack.
Yeah, so you're going to take down both of these guys?
Yes. Yeah.
You can do cool stuff. Wow.
You have a cat.
Well, but she's doing a double
attack.
Sorcerers.
Sorcerers, man. They're the best.
No, awesome.
11
just missions.
Motherfucker.
Well, your second attack, though.
Oh, wait, I get advantage, because it's... No, this is something different. Second attack? Oh, I do get 2 attacks.
Yeah.
Motherfucker! 15?
That hits.
All right. 2d8 and 1d6. Okay, and then I use the d6 to decide, right?
I think you get to pick your choice of any of the 3 numbers.
D8s. No, it has to be the d8s. So I get a 2 or 5. Lightning, duh. Right. So it takes 12 points of lightning damage.
Okay, you zap them dead.
Good. Okay. And then can I run away?
Yeah. You're cleared?
Yeah, put me like as far away from them as possible. Because I have 7 hit points left.
Strategic super runaway.
Bravely run away.
There's only 2 left, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One on you, one Bane. Yeah, puts up Bane, followed by... Oh, I'm sorry, puts up Yara, followed by Bane. Yara. What do you do, Yara?
Well, I'm gonna do a mark.
Hit!
Ooh.
You maneuver your mark for this guy?
Ooh. Huh?
Move your mark for that guy?
Yeah. And then I'm gonna do a hit distance.
Alright, roll your bow attack.
My bow attack. Mm-hmm. Which is a 6.
Plus 6 is 12, we'll hit. So roll 2d6 and add 2. 5, 6, 11.
11 and 13.
Alright, you kill him.
Noise.
So Dennis, the guy is like hits you and he's laughing at you. And then the arrow just shoots him in the side of the head and he falls over dead.
Nice. Like I do.
Which just leaves the one on Bane. Bane, it's your turn, followed by Furioso.
So there's 2 left?
1 left.
Okay.
Just the one on your... What do you do?
I was trying to think of something clever to say. I was hoping there would be 3 and then I could be like, 3 live mice. 3 live mice. Not for long.
Ha! Well, you could still say that.
I sang that, but I used the guy's like, 1 live mice. And then he's like, I'm not a mouse. And then I'm gonna smack him over
the head. You've taken narrative control. Go on, what happens next?
You know what? Play the world you want to have.
And then I chop off his head.
Roll for it.
Yeah. I'm going to take my inspiration.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a little bit better. 17 plus 6.
Yeah. So roll d12 add 6.
Okay. Well, 7.
That's enough. Chop his head off.
Nice. All right, that'll teach those rats.
This clang on the
those
floor.
Rat bastards.
What was the con save for?
You don't know yet.
Oh, great.
DM. DM. Surprises.
How does the Grim Harvest thing work again?
If you kill somebody with a first level or higher spell, you get hit points.
Oh,
nice.
Okay, I did.
Mm-hmm. I'll take some red blood though for my blood collection.
Okay.
Weird. Did we buy any healing potions while we were?
One of you has a healing potion.
I have a healing potion.
Awesome.
I can heal.
One of you heals.
I mean, do you want to use a spell on that though?
I mean, better than a spell than
that. Yeah.
I forgot about flip and dip and dip and dot. Makes me so happy.
Flip and dip and dip and dot.
Yeah, those two gnomes that Kire brutally stole from.
Unless.
Best names ever.
I can heal anybody who's injured unless you guys want to spend an hour resting up here.
I mean, an hour rest isn't actually going to do me any good.
You need to spend hit dice.
You have 3. You should all. Each of you have 3 hit dice.
You only get half back every night, though, right? Has it been more than one night since?
Oh, did you use them all last time?
Where are these?
They're in the center.
Why does it say 3d6? Oh, plus 2, because that's your con. So technically, I guess I have 2.
Right. No, we're not resting. Come on over here, and I'll heal you up.
I walk over to the funny man.
That's the first.
He's a killer.
How do the hit dice work?
So if you take a short rest, you can spend them to regain hit points.
But I can't take a short rest without anyone else.
Yeah, it takes an hour to do a short rest.
I think that I walk over to the theater guy and like try to frat high five him. I don't know how that goes. Hey!
No, you got a bump chest.
I just knocked
him over. Chest bumping gets you back 8 hit points.
8? Okay, yeah. Cool. I thought you said A. I was like, oh.
And then I'll chest bump here.
Should we still take a rest though? Because I'm down to 10.
Well, he's gonna chest bump you.
Huh?
He's gonna chest bump you.
How much can he hit?
What's 7 plus 8?
9.
15.
You get 9 back, yep.
Nice, good.
Alright, just chest bump.
I'm good.
Mittens comes over and rubs up on your legs.
Licks my hand.
Licks your hand.
I gotta say something.
Disgusting.
Good kitty.
So, good you guys fight. Are at this large hall. This large, you said you search around, search the bodies and stuff?
Yeah.
Loot!
Roll me some perception checks.
Perception.
Can I steal all their tails and weave them into a whip?
You have a problem.
Yes. Okay.
This is a great problem.
I mean, you took those manticore quills and made special arrows with them.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with tails?
She's turning it into
a whip.
I'm
turning them into a whip. I'm weaving. I'm going to braid them together, and then I'll have, like, the longest tail will be, like, the end of the whip.
Well, it makes sense. Of course you should do
that. That seems reasonable.
Alright, so you've got 6 rat tails.
6 I'm just wear like... rat tails.
Oh, no, 7. You have 7. 7 wear rat tails.
Maybe it's soft as well.
So they are soft. They're velvety soft.
Ew. I didn't like
that. Alright, so you guys search around. You find a couple sacks. Don John's just like, you know, that's technically mine property, but... I'm going to look the other way for a moment while I collect my thoughts.
I was about to get sassy with Don John.
We found what?
Don John's all right.
We found what?
You got a couple sacks. One of them has 10 fist-sized chunks of gold in it.
Some rat sacks.
Yeah.
Each of those chunks is worth 10 gold pieces, so that's technically 100 gold pieces worth of gold. So.
And there's 10 in there?
There's 10, so there's...
2 each?
So that's 1,000 gold.
2 each.
There.
So we each get 20 gold, essentially? Mm-hmm. Can we just write it down as well?
Yeah, that's fine with me. You also find one that has 82 silver pieces and 450 copper pieces, which is equivalent to 12 gold, 7 silver. Mm-hmm. So if you just not each. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, if you just want to each give yourself 3 more gold pieces, we'll just call that even.
Okay. Appreciated.
And you find something else. Something has a card for it.
Give it to us.
You find an interesting pair of goggles.
Hey! Who needs them the most?
The 3 of you don't have dark vision,
mm-hmm,
so.
Yeah. So goggles?
It's
are
just
they goggles of not dark vision?
They are goggles of night. They grant whoever wears them dark vision.
Oh, tight.
Nick. Probably you. Because okay. You're going to be running ahead.
Do I get double dark vision if I wear them?
No.
No.
Not the worst. What's double dark? Does that mean you can't see at all?
You can see through walls.
No, you put them on, it's just like these don't do anything. You can throw them in the garbage can. It's worthless.
We almost did that.
That's my garbage can.
All right, so you guys continue to make your way through the dungeon. We can just kind of it's almost 9 o'clock, so we'll kind of speed run this a little bit. Don John's he doesn't seem to have any idea where he's going. He kind of explains to you kind of a little bashfully. He's like, this is the first time I've actually been to these mines. So we're just kind of playing loosey-goosey rules to get to the east side.
I mean, could that be why your mine got taken over by a bunch of rats?
He says, look, my job's not mine administration. It's mine, well...
ownership?
I don't own it. I just come in and, you know, sometimes the workers get lazy. I come in and give them a pep talk, tell them a couple stories.
No, am I right?
So
you know me.
So you find a storeroom that's got a bunch of dry food stuff. You find a sleeping quarter with a dozen wooden cots. You find a room that has like some wheelbarrows and an empty bin. You find a room that has shovels, wheelbarrows. You guys find a dead end, and leaning against the back wall of this tunnel is a dead human miner with a pickaxe. Inspection of the corpse reveals that the miner was stabbed to death.
We made the correct decision.
You find an office that looks like for the actual overseer.
I thought the miners were dwarves.
There's apparently a human among them. I missed that earlier when I was looking at the miners.
Perhaps before the rare rats arrived, it was a race war.
Maybe he was a human raised by dwarves, like elf.
And then you guys find a cave that's full of giant rats that you kill pretty quickly. We don't need to go into a whole thing for that. Rats, oh no!
Did you just talk to them?
Do we walk in and we're kind of like, eh?
I feel like we just like pick them up as we're going. We just like throw them against the wall.
Like angry birds, but yeah. Like rats.
And then you get to a door, or how do we get to the real meat of this, where you hear, who's there out there?
Your worst nightmare.
No, no,
oh,
the
wait,
opposite.
No, they're the good people.
wait, you're my mother wearing her Halloween costume, but she's also mad at me?
Yes.
But also, it was like back in like my old school, but it wasn't my school. Do you know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. Open up the door.
No, that's a little spooky.
We have your new mine overseer here. Also,
this is Don Juan Raskin. Open the door right now.
Also, the were-rats are all dead.
Yippee!
Oh,
we killed them.
You should have opened that. Wait, this isn't the were-rat trick, is it?
Nope.
Maybe
no.
We should have.
Do you
want to
see my were-rat whip that I made out of all their tails?
No, but unrelatedly, do you have any cheese in that mine?
That doesn't sound like something where I would say. You know, they open the door and you see five kind of hungry looking dwarves who are sitting around. He says, thank the gods. He says, you all are sorry for sore eyes.
Yes.
He says, you killed the were rats.
All of them.
Those filthy rats are dead.
Yes. They're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
Killed them for you.
Is this the part where they're in the twist that you, like, killed, like, lured them here under false pretenses?
No, we were just here minding our business and
that's what that deserved.
And these rats came out of nowhere. Well, at first they came in hands outstretched, telling us this sad story about how their orcs had lured, you know, sent them out of their shrine. And that the, you know, dragon had sent the orcs down from the mountain. So, sorry, I'm tired and hungry. It's a terrible combination. He says, but,
I get really tired when I'm hungry.
He says, then they found out they were mining gold here, and well, then they said, you know, it was a big fight. He says, there's 16 of us, now it's just the 5 of us left.
Did they die?
Who?
The people, like, there's 16 of you, and now there's just 5.
He says,
did they die or they left?
No, they're dead. We buried them.
Oh.
You missed one.
Yeah, we couldn't get to him.
No, so not a race war.
They say, they look at Don Juan and they're like,
thanks, Skinny. See? It's a mage.
And they say, did Neverwinter send you? Save us? He's like, yes, they sent me to save you all, to liberate you from this were-rat menace. And he kind of says, do you have a quill I could borrow? Says, yeah, why? He says, no reason. And he takes it and surreptitiously sort of sips some inks and signs a contract and hands it back to you.
Thank you. I probably fold it and put it into my pocket.
He says, well, stalwart companions, you have been a great boon to me on this quest, and surely you have earned your 100 gold pieces from Harbin Wester.
If he not says, more for keeping this mine.
I thought you were giving us these 100 gold pieces.
No, no, no.
No, we have to go back to
Harbin Wester. Will give it to you upon this receipt of my notarized letter. And he says, and also, you know, you got that extra bonus that I didn't see. You're going to guess who's the dwarves.
Oh, yes. Right.
So, I think we've concluded our business here.
Well, good luck with running this mine.
It was 7 less dwarves or more.
He says, yeah, we're going to have to hire some more people.
There's some dwarves over at the... some old...
He says, maybe we'll go to Nomengard, get some quality workers there.
We'll say, ooh, turns out... not so many quality workers there. Just a lot of gnomes.
So mining seems like a dangerous job, huh?
Can be, yeah. Why?
Would you be interested in purchasing some life insurance? So your loved ones can you get some compensation when you die in the mines?
Who are you asking this out of?
The dwarves.
They say, this is a really bad time. We're starving. We buried 11. We had 11 of our compatriots are dead. One of the ones says, well, that's actually a good point. Roll me a persuasion check.
Fourteen.
One of the miners kind of comes up to you and he says, what sort of return do you give me? What's the premium? What's the rate of interest?
So you pay me an upfront fee.
How much?
However much you want to pay me, and on your death your family will receive five times as much as compensation.
Five times as much?
Yeah.
So,
seems like a terrible deal.
So the more I give you, the more you lose.
He'll make it up.
Sure, yes.
He says, and what's the term on this? When does it expire?
Well, it expires when you die. But I mean...
He says, so it's a pyramid scheme.
No.
He says, because you're taking in money.
Yep.
Presumably you're paying some of it out to the people that are dying, but you don't have enough money to pay out everyone that's going to die.
Well, like some people die of natural causes, and I don't pay those people.
Oh, so you didn't mention that earlier.
But I thought that was clear. That's how insurance works.
Is there a suicide?
What sort of pre-existing conditions don't you cover?
Black lung.
You know,
mine rot.
no pre-existing conditions are not a problem. Yeah.
He says, so, and what do you count as natural causes and what do you count as not natural causes?
But natural causes are like, you know, cave-ins. Old age, cave-ins, yeah.
That doesn't sound natural.
Cave-ins? Very natural in a cave.
He says, that sounds like a tragic end. Why wouldn't my loved one get reimbursed for that?
Well, we could add cave-ins to the list, but then it would raise the premium. Because, you know, cave-ins are a very common thing happening
in
caves.
It's an act of God.
Yes.
Or the God.
Yeah, act of the gods.
He says, so the only one that's guaranteed to pay out is if I get stabbed in the chest.
Yeah, but it's not that unlikely, right? Did you notice these red people that came to your cave?
He says, okay. He says, my wife, you know, my family's struggling back home. He says, so... He pulls out, he says, this is all the money I got. He gives you 20 gold pieces.
Nice. That'll cover a lot of money for them.
All right. And he says, do it, Earthly. And then one of his dwarf companions stabs him through the back. And the dwarves all kind of cross their arms and say, we got four witnesses that say you're going to give 100 gold pieces to this man's family.
That is not how this works. You stabbed him on purpose.
He says,
that's how stabbing
so
works.
So, he just asked you if stabbing counted, and you said it did. So, you a man of your word or
but
not?
But this is basically suicide.
He didn't kill himself.
He asked you to.
And Earthly would be.
He asked you to do it, though.
You can't prove that. So,
I witnessed this here myself.
I mean,
100 gold pieces, or this dwarf died in vain.
Said dwarf, then.
I hope the Waterdeep Department of Mines doesn't get involved.
Don John turns and says, "Hey,
mine inspector,
you don't squelch on a deal.
You what?
You don't back out on a deal. You owe this man's family 100 gold pieces.
I'll pay them when I see them."
The miners say, "Well, technically, we're his family.
Nah, he's his family back home.
I'm his first cousin. I'm gonna run it through him.
I don't want the money to go to the wrong
hey,
people. I'd have to verify birth certificates and."
You could check him?
Yeah.
What the crap, can you heal him?
Roll the medicine check.
Oh. 12?
He's not dead yet.
Heal him. I'll heal him. Actually, he's doing fine.
He looks at you.
Are you okay, sir?
He says, did you heal me?
Yes, you had a gaping stab wound somehow.
He says, you son of a bitch, I'm never going to forget your face.
Indeed, no one should forget Furioso Montenegro.
I've got your name now.
Master of disguise. So,
So it looks like your friend is not dead.
The dwarf that gets stabbed and his buddy Erkley just look at you and say, a pox on your house this day.
A what?
A pox on your house this day.
Okay.
We curse you.
That's okay. I've been cursed before. I'm used to it.
Yes. Well.
And just so you know, word will spread of your schemes.
What schemes?
Your insurance, you clearly are never going to pay out on.
I will, if he dies of something like an accident or, you know, murder, actual murder.
He says, there's nothing you can do to convince me of your trustworthiness.
Okay.
He says, I'll be taking my premium back.
What? Why?
I don't wish to have your insurance.
But you tried to scam me.
And look, thanks for the no one, buddy.
I give him his gold back.
Okay. Says, thank you for liberating us. Now get out of here.
I really
stems the dice.
The regular erasers are a lot better than the tippy one there.
Okay. That's fine though.
What's that?
Was there any more loot when I was gone or
no? They just tried to run his Ponzi scheme again.
Can I get some of the draft blood that is on the ground?
Yes, you can.
Yes, okay.
He says, what's wrong with you? You're a deranged man.
You have no idea, sir.
You are correct.
For the next altar I found, I'll be able to give it all the blood in all the variants I can find.
How many altars do you plan on finding, exactly?
All right, so you all leave.
Well, that went about as well as could be expected.
It's true.
Once we leave the caves.
Hey, you're still 100 gold pieces richer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not yet.
Well, you are now, because you got the 100 gold pieces in the mine.
20 each.
20 each.
But these pieces, yeah. I haven't looked them already. Yeah, I meant the 100 we get from...
Yeah, you'll get that too when you come back.
Whatever the mayor's name is.
Sure.
Alright, so what do you guys do now?
We had another quest to go on, right?
We have a couple more.
We're heading to
a
different
Butter Skull Ranch quest and a Logger's Camp quest.
I think Butter Skull Ranch is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Do I give this one back? Or do we hold on to it?
I'll hold on to it till you turn it in.
Okay.
Ah, yes, Butter Skull Ranch, where the orcs were hassling them.
Yes.
Along the Tribor Trail.
Mm-hmm. Ranch owner.
Orcs have attacked Butter Skull Ranch, 5 miles east of Coneyberry, along the Tribor Trail. Travel there with haste, assess the damage, don't add to it.
What?
Does it really say that?
No.
Okay.
And help any way you can. Don't scam any of the locals. Alphonse Calazorn, the ranch owner, is a retired sheriff who can reward us for our efforts. If he's dead or gets killed, return to Harbin Wester with proof of his demise for a reward of 100 gold.
Hmm.
They're really into this guy being dead. Like, they weren't even like, it's an off chance he's dead. They were like, oh, he's probably dead. So I suspect he's dead. Or he's turned to the dark side.
He's dark side.
All right, so you get the idea. Basically, it's going to be a couple days on the road to get there. So, you guys were here at this number 4 there on the map.
Mm-hmm.
That was the. And this is over here east of Coneyberry. You also.
Or was there another quest we were going to?
The loggers' camp is all the way over there.
It's
right?
Up here in Neverwinter. Yeah. You also do remember, because you would remember this even if your players don't. Is they did talk about there was a shrine around here that was full of orcs. Because we'll put the were rats here.
We'll wait till that quest pops on our.
I mean, if we just happen upon it, we may as well.
Am I crazy, or was there a third quest that weren't more? There were only two.
So the third one was the one you just went on.
What was the?
There's a Mountain Toad quest, a Logger Camp quest, and a Briscoe Branch quest.
What was the Logger Camp quest?
That's the one.
That's
over
in.
That's the one that's up in the woods that you haven't done yet.
Okay.
We have to deliver supplies.
We're full of supplies.
I got a rat tail whip.
You don't see one of those every day.
What's that? Where at? That's amazing.
How'd you get so many?
Let me tell you a story. Don't let him tell you a story.
No, he'll die.
When this fine. Man talks, people die.
He's got the magic voice.
Got that shame. So, Donjon wielded a orc skull.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool, man.
He like used it to smash another skull. It's like using diamonds to carve diamonds. It doesn't make sense, but I guess it works.
It was a magic orc skull plus one.
Oh, well, that explains everything. That raises no further questions. Maybe one of us has a magic skull plus one.
Only one would have
found. We just don't know it.
Alright, so you guys proceed onward towards your next quest. Ooh. And that is probably what we'll wrap up for tonight. That's a good wrap-up point.
Is this a white flag or is it...
This is my rat tails.
My tails?
Oh, let's see. Let's see as you're leaving. Let's just see where the dragon
looks
is.
It's more like a flag.
Maybe right outside. Yeah. I don't remember there being another cave directly thing, opposite yeah. this cave. It smells like dragon breath.
Oh, wow, that's close. Uh-oh. As you guys are on the road up ahead towards Coneyberry, you see the dragon kind of fly up into the air and fly off towards the mountains.
Ooh.
That's a huge...
Show the middle finger.
He wheels back around.
Yo, down there, what you doing?
This is now more than a drive-by.
He says, you fuck me? No, go fuck yourself! Flies off.
All attention is not good attention!
I don't think that has ever learned that lesson.
I can't believe that guy was mad because I healed him. He was gonna burn, he was gonna bleed out. Just so his friends could get 100 gold, like 80 gold? That hardly seems
good. Oh, it's for his family back home who was struggling.
Were they?
They really were.
Even so.
I thought it was a fair, like, grift. You grifted him, he grifted you right back.
Yeah. I think he did a good job.
What do miners make? 100 gold a day? That hardly seems worth it.
Oh, they actually make much less.
What? How do they survive? Our family's back home.
All right.